morning, and welcome back to Hour 2 of Rosie on the House. In Hour 1, we're always out in the garden or up in the trees. Hour 2 and 3, 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hour, we always move into the house and start talking about anything or any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the bottom of the foundations to the top of the rooftops, the top of the chimney cap. Whatever it is you're trying to tackle around your house, we're here every Saturday morning to take your calls, give you tips and tricks of the trade. You dial a toll-free number wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona. It's 1-888-767-4348. One of the things we're going to talk about this particular hour is we have invited in the Registrar of Contractor Director, William Mundell, and we appreciate Mr. Mundell coming in and sharing his agency's objectives. I'd like to introduce Arizona homeowners with the concept of what is the Registrar of Contractors, because it's a bit unique. Many states don't have this level of consumer protection.
Well, you're entirely right, Rosie. Good morning, by the way. Beautiful Saturday morning.
Oh, man, it's gorgeous.
The Registrar of Contractors is one of the oldest state agencies. It was established in 1931 by the legislature. As you indicated, a number of states don't even have regulation. Texas comes to mind. But we regulate the construction industry in the state of Arizona. And our mission statement is to promote quality construction by Arizona contractors through a licensing and regulatory scheme to protect, and this is important, the health, safety, and welfare of the public. Put another way, we want to make sure that we have honest, ethical, competent, qualified contractors in Arizona going out to people's homes and doing construction. And we're one of the oldest. 1931, people of Arizona felt it was important to have quality construction in Arizona. We're called a 90-10 agency, meaning we receive no tax dollars whatsoever to run the agency. We are funded totally by fees from contractors. But a lot of states don't have a statewide regulatory body, and some don't have any regulation at all. And like I said, Texas comes to mind.
And you're talking about what y'all do to filter and screen the contractors to make sure they're qualified. I want to talk a little bit about that. But every once in a while, a bad guy sneaks through the cracks. And that's the value of having the registrar there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit. We do it two ways, really. On the front end, we require the contractors to have experience, 4 years experience, and this is by statute. It's not something that I made up. They're required to pass an exam. If they want to be an electrician, they have to pass the electrical exam, or a plumber, or air conditioning, or as your previous guest, landscaping. They have to pass a test. They also have to have experience. They're required to post a bond, and then we do background checks on all new applicants, and we've been doing that since last summer. But that's really the big, very important part of the whole licensing concept, is the experience and making sure they take the test. Because if you hire an unlicensed contractor, you don't know what you're really getting. With us, we have the testing requirement, so you know they have passed the test and know what they're doing.
Well, and you've got the extra recourse of should you end up in a argument with the contractor, you've got the deputies at the registrar that can come out and help arbitrate the situation.
Well, yeah, and like I said, on the front end is the licensing aspect that I just talked about. If you have if a homeowner has a dispute with a contractor, they file a complaint with our office, and we have licensed investigators, inspectors who have construction experience that will go out to the homeowner's home with the contractor and review the work that was done and make a determination. And like you said, we encourage settlement, mediation between the contractor and the homeowner. But if that's not possible, then they can proceed through the process. But our investigators go out and review the work that's done by the contractor.
Now, homeowners hear me say all the time, don't hire anybody that isn't licensed, bonded, and insured. You can go to the registrar's website and review their historical performance as long as they've had a license in Arizona. And I think it's very interesting And you're going to have to help me with the exact statistics. I remember talking about it in a meeting a couple months ago. What is it, 90% of the contractors never receive any complaints?
Yeah, that's a really good point. Whenever I do interviews or speak to construction associations or Rotary Club or Kiwanis, I always make the point that 93% of our contractors receive no complaints in any given year. And that, so there's 7% receive one complaint. And then as you go through the numbers, there's a very small percentage that receive multiple complaints in any given year. And since I've been the director, that's really where we've been focusing our attention, is going after the bad guys. We can talk about that in a second. But again, that's the recourse that the homeowner has if, in fact, a complaint is filed against one of our licensed contractors. And we have over close to 40,000 licensees in the state of Arizona. At peak, 2007, 2008, during, you know, when in the construction boom, we had about 55,000. But, you know, because of the downturn in the economy and the construction industry has been hit very hard, we're down to about 40,000. When I was talking about the agency, we are a statewide agency. Have offices in Flagstaff and in Tucson and Kingman and Prescott. So all through the state, we have satellite offices. And as I said, we have approximately 90 employees. At peak, again, back in 2007, 2008, approximately 144. So like everybody out there, we've gone through the Great Recession and are making doing our job and trying to become more efficient and figure out ways to work smarter. With the limited resources.
Well, there's a lot of things I want homeowners to have as a takeaway during this hour as we visit. But boy, if there's one takeaway I'd like to just plaster on their forehead, shout it from the rooftops. Folks, I hope you heard what the director just said. A very, very small percentage of the licensed contractors in Arizona ever receive more than one complaint. The registrar's website is very easy to use. You can look up their complaint status. If you're contemplating using anybody for work around your house, don't do it without first going to the registrar's website, azroc.gov?
Yeah, azroc.gov. Roc is R-O-C. Azroc, one word, roc.gov. And it has, as Rosie said, a lot of information on there, really valuable information. You can look up either by the license number or the name of the contractor. It will tell you how long that contractor's been in business, what type of license they have. Obviously, if you want to hire a plumber, you want to make sure they have a plumbing license or an air conditioning person. It'll tell you how long they've been in business, how many complaints they've had, how those complaints were settled. And I always tell people, look at, you know, the length of business a company's been in place, how many complaints they have, if any. Those are all red flags. And then you can make a decision on whether you want to hire that contractor or not. But we were talking about earlier the qualifications, the proof of experience, passing the test, posting a bond. I kind of look at those as minimum standards. But you can certainly, we recommend referrals like Rosie makes, or go to the Better Business Bureau, or talk to your friends that have had an experience with a contractor. We always recommend get three bids, if possible, depending on how much you're going to spend on the home construction. Go to different previous jobs, or at least get pictures of it. Talk, if you can possibly talk and get referrals. So a lot of due diligence. These are major expenses that you're making, and the more effort and work you put in, the better experience you're going to have.
I tell people all the time, for every hour you spend planning the project, you're going to save about a month of time if it all goes bad later. So spend the time up front. You were talking about referral directories, and I've been very fortunate, and y'all have asked me a couple times over the last couple years to help y'all with sting operations. Those are fun, by the way. I like doing those. Those are a lot of fun. And the way y'all set those up is you go to referral directories and contact people that are advertised to do particular work. You have agents in the home, and you're looking for people that are operating either without a license or outside the scope of their license. And y'all are being great about giving them an opportunity. Okay, look, we caught you this time. We'd like to get you kind of scrubbed up, cleaned up, and back inside the legal boundaries and borders. But we've found a couple pretty interesting characters. And you were talking about, now that y'all are doing background checks, that's something relatively new to y'all's realm of qualifications.
Well, it is, and we'll talk. I'll talk first about the stings, and then we'll talk about background checks. You know, one of the things that we do, and I sort of take the carrot and the stick approach. We want to encourage contractors out there. You know, you're out there working hard, trying to make a living, support your family. You've got your truck and, you know, your tool belt. And if you're not licensed and you're a first offender, we will work with that person to try to get them licensed. That's the goal. That's the carrot-est approach. On the other side of the coin, though, we have, like I said, those bad apples, the licensed bad apples, that very small percentage. And then we have a lot of unlicensed bad apples out there that are out there working in violation of the state statutes, and they're not licensed. And so we set up, as Rosie said, sting houses where we get a house and we go on Craigslist or some of the other websites and bring contractors in that are advertising. And it's illegal to advertise in Arizona if you're unlicensed, if you don't put your license number on there. And if you're unlicensed, you're supposed to put on there not a licensed contractor. We look all the time on websites and periodicals. In the old days, you know, it was a penny saver. And now we're going to the websites. And we call up and just ask and bring these people into these houses that we have and ask them to do construction. And it's illegal in Arizona to do construction over $1,000. We have the handyman exemption. Or if it requires a city or county permit, or if it involves some safety issues. So it could be $100 and you're required to use a licensed contractor. So it's very important that you do that. And as we talked about, the safeguard of not only having a qualified person because they've taken the exam is that if you have a bad experience with a contractor, that very small percentage, we have a recovery fund.
And I want to go into that. We're going to go on a quick break. It's the objective, and I checked your site, so I know there's no company this name, but it's when Bonnie Sue's Carpet or Bonnie Sue's Floor Covering starts giving you estimates for cabinet, countertop, and electrical modifications, you may have a problem.
Well, you definitely have a problem.
Folks, when we get back, more with the director of the Arizona Register of Contractors, Mr. William Mundell, and your questions as well. With almost a full load of callers, we'll get to every one of you as quick as we can. We'll be right back.